Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. When it comes to transportation, past and future, our region has a special place. Route 66 is close to our hearts in many ways. It's past and future in just a couple of moments. But first, speaking of the future, we have the potential of becoming a powerhouse in the movement of freight in this part of the country with the development of South Harbor at America's Central Port in Madison County. It's a major deal, a $50 million project that has some officials saying our region could become the freight capital of the world, with the capacity to move goods and commodities by train, truck, or barge. Joining me to talk about the economic muscle of South Harbor and America's Central Port are Dennis Wilmsmeyer, the Executive Director of America's Central Port, Mary Lamy is Executive Director of the Regional Freight District, and Mark Harms chairs the Leadership Council's Southwestern Illinois Transportation Enhancement, or SITE, Committee. Folks, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Dennis, let me start with you. Is it too much of a stretch to say that our area right across the river here could become the freight capital of the world?
Well, we're certainly trying to position ourselves in St. Louis for that.
How so?
Well, a lot of investment going on right now in the river system, rail lines, and other transportation infrastructure investment that's going on currently. But certainly the freight district itself is probably the biggest key to that. Setting up this new freight district and bringing that to the St. Louis area, unique in the country right now. Nobody else is doing that, and that's really the key to St. Louis's growth.
How much is going to be moved through this complex?
Well, so for the port district, so what we've done there at the South Harbor in this new investment is to put another new river terminal in the St. Louis region, and what we're looking at is another 2 to 3 million tons of product each year that can be moved by barge or rail. Certainly, though, with the freight district and the discussions going on there, much more beyond that, not just on the barge side of things, but more on rail and truck component as well.
And, Mary, how's that going, that discussion?
It's going tremendous. We've got a lot of ideas in the queue that we're planning on moving forward with. For the St. Louis region, we feel that we are an ideal location for the entire freight industry, and that's thanks in part to some of our key strengths with the fact that we've got six Class 1 railroads, we've got a great interstate system, we've got the entire barge industry, and we are strategically located on the Mississippi River. And what we want to do is do a better job of marketing those assets, not only to our region, but the entire nation, and making sure that they are familiar with what we have to offer from a freight perspective.
And Mark, what does this mean for the economy of our region?
We would the movement of freight brings jobs. We have the ability to improve our warehousing and distribution, which is a strong component of our local economy. You can look at regional developments such as Gateway Commerce Center in Edwardsville and other warehousing and distribution facilities in the area. Those bring good jobs. And we're going to see more of those throughout the Midwest. What we hope to do through Mary's efforts is to make our area more attractive to outside investors that would look at positioning their facilities here so that we can not only look at warehousing and distribution, but there's the great potential for increasing our manufacturing work base here. We can increase value add and by some of the products coming through and enhancing those as they go on throughout the country.
Dennis, I said to someone off the air before we started this conversation that this is sort of a well-kept secret for most people here in this community. If you're not involved in this particular arena, you probably don't know very much about it, but it's extraordinary.
Right. And freight touches everyone, no doubt about it, and even more so today with e-commerce and everything that's going on there with online sales and less things being bought from the store directly. But every product that you receive, every product that you buy, got there somehow. And the chances are that it got there by multiple modes of transportation. So when you look at products coming from China or overseas or anywhere, which a lot of them do, it's coming from by ocean freight or by air and then touching the ground with rail or barge or truck transportation to get to its ultimate destination.
Mary, what are the kinds of things that are moving through? How do they get here and how do they I guess we know how they can leave here because we're talking barge, rail, and truck transportation.
That's actually one of our greatest strengths is our modal flexibility and the fact that
explain modal flexibility.
Modal flexibility is the fact that we have a great capacity for all the different modes of transportation. We've got five airports within our region. We've got Mid-America and Lambert Airport. Both have international cargo capabilities, and they've got an available and a developable land. We've got a great interstate system. We've got the presence of six Class 1 railroads. And the benefit of having those six Class 1 railroads, that means that we've got national reach. So if you put product on rail in the St. Louis region, it can basically reach just about anywhere in the United States without having to shift from one carrier to the next.
Well, what kinds of goods and commodities are coming through?
We've got, if you're focusing on the barge industry, we move a lot of coal and agricultural products through this area, also some metals by truck. We're also moving agricultural materials, chemicals, petroleum products. We've got a great pipeline system that we're moving a lot of crude product into this area. As it leaves, it moves through our refineries, and it leaves as more of a refined product.
Mark, coordinating all of this must be a huge task.
You know, we've got a lot. The region benefits from having a lot of people trained in logistics. And even at Scott Air Force Base, the focus of the Transportation Command for the Armed Forces is centered at Scott Air Force Base. So there's really a center of excellence in our area focusing on logistics and it's really something that we need to network better and really play off of some of the assets that we have.
Right. What is the inclusion of South Harbor and the completion of South Harbor going to mean to the overall operation?
No, it's a great question, Don. And so really we see that as one component, one key to all of the things that are going on freight-wise in St. Louis. And so the $50 million investment at South Harbor for the Port District in Madison, Illinois, is yet another key piece to infrastructure investment and the opportunity to move more freight into and out of the St. Louis area. There's a lot going on in the river system now. We've seen probably over $150 to $200 million invested in public and private facilities on both sides of the river in St. Louis, just in those terminal facilities. The rail carriers continue to invest in the rail system, and really what we're trying to do, and through Mary's work here, is to try to just keep that investment going and make it just raise the profile of freight in the St. Louis region.
Can you give me a sense of how this whole process works? In terms, we're talking about warehousing. Goods come in, I suppose they're warehoused for a while, and then they're shipped up. But basically, how does this whole complex work?
Today, at the Port District, so we do have product that comes in and it's warehoused for a period of time and then leaves. But really, it's very similar to what's going on in the St. Louis region. We see a lot of freight that comes through the area, and part of this process through the Freight District is to try to get it to stop here, to add value to it, to get it stored for a period of time, to change it. We operate a foreign trade zone at the Port District, so if there's an opportunity to add value to that, or store it for a period of time until it's sent out to other areas or brought into the U.S. commerce, that's all part of the process.
Yeah. Mary, the foreign component, how large is that? How much a part of this is the movement of foreign goods?
We have about 210 million tons of freight activity that moves through this area. A lot of that is attributed to the foreign component as it moves through this area. And one of the things that we want to do is not only do we want to build that national recognition for being a freight hub, a premier freight hub in the nation, but we also want to get the word out at a national or at a global perspective because of all the many things that we have to offer. We think that we have very competitive transportation costs, again, because we are centrally located in the nation along with all of our other assets.
Is there anything like this anyplace else in the country?
Not in terms of the freight district, and I think that's what makes us uniquely positioned. Don, what we did with at the Leadership Council was that we worked with IDOT. IDOT sponsored a freight study to help us identify our competitiveness to our peers. So when others look at our our position in the economy, we were compared to cities like Kansas City, Columbus, Indianapolis, Nashville, and Memphis. And we found that we showed very well in comparison to those cities in terms of our manufacturing base. We're a top manufacturing city compared to our peers. Mary already talked about the assets that we bring to the region. That puts us in a unique position. We also, one of the things that we had was not only do we have the manufacturing facilities, but we have a high percentage of our workers that are skilled and have manufacturing skills that would be applicable to anybody that would want to locate a facility here that would benefit from the foreign trade zones and other things that that we've already talked about.
How many people are employed over there in the whole complex?
At the Port District, yeah. We have today about 1,000 people in different jobs.
I'm having a little trouble kind of visualizing and differentiating. We're talking about the Port District.
Sure.
And we're talking about South Harbor. I mean, they're all part of the same thing, are they not?
Yes. So America's Central Port, that we have about a 1,200-acre piece of property. It's the old Granite City Army Depot property, most of it.
Sure.
And South Harbor is one of our facilities that we have and just completed construction on or will by next month. So we have both North Harbor and South Harbor. That's a part of it. And then you have the whole freight district now that's taking in 12, 14 counties, something
eight counties.
Like that. Eight counties, I'm sorry, on both sides of the river, of which we're a part of and a supporter of that freight district.
Okay. Well, the size is about the size of Forest Park. That might give
yes.
People some idea of just how big it is. When we're talking about this eight-county area, the freight district, again, I don't understand a lot of this stuff. I'm really a neophyte when it comes to this world. But what is an eight-county freight district? What does that mean?
Well, I am an employee of Bi-State Development, yeah. And my group represents eight counties in the St. Louis region, five on the Missouri side. Those five counties include St. Louis City, St. Louis County, St. Charles, Jefferson, and Franklin counties. And on the Illinois side, we represent Monroe, Madison, and St. Clair counties. And so within those eight counties, that represents the St. Louis Regional Freight District. The freight district was assigned to Bi-State Development because of Bi-State's mission for economic development and, more importantly, their ability to cross county and state lines. We have the ability to collect revenue streams and also administer state and federal funds. So if a potential intermodal facility, would we find that would be advantageous for this area or some type of port authority through the freight district, we would have the ability to go ahead and take the lead with that. Or if there's some type of infrastructure project that we could take the lead with, some type of public-private partnership that would enhance our freight capabilities, we would have the ability to take the lead. But the two primary purposes of the freight district is, number one, to better coordinate our multimodal transportation priorities. The study that Mark had mentioned through the Leadership Council of Southwestern Illinois and another study that East-West Gateway did both found that for our region, we're a little fragmented when it comes to setting transportation priorities. Up until 2014, typically we would focus on what do we need to do as far as improving the interstate system. Based on these studies and how we can better take advantage of that increase in the freight industry, we want to focus on trying to improve that entire freight network that includes all those modes of transportation.
Gee, to hear that we're somewhat fragmented in this area comes as a big surprise, doesn't it? We have to take a break. We'll do that now and come back. We are talking about America's Central Port and the freight operation over there that really is gigantic in its present state, but holds all the promise, I gather, from what we're hearing, that's going to become even bigger in the very near future. With me in studio is Dennis Wilmsmeyer, Executive Director of America's Central Port. You just heard from Mary Lamy, Executive Director of the Regional Freight District. Mark Harms chairs the Leadership Council's Southwestern Illinois Transportation Enhancement Committee. We'll come back and continue our conversation in just a moment. If you would like to be a part of it, we'd love to have you. Give us a call at 382-8255. That's 382-TALK. You can send us an email to talk@stlpublicradio.org. If you'd like to send us a tweet, we'll take that too at STL on Air. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Hello again and welcome back. We'll be continuing our conversation on America's Central Port with Dennis Wilmsmeyer, Mary Lamy, and Mark Harms. Dennis, if I may, just to digress for a moment, having read that headline about the Illinois political leaders meeting once again on the budget situation, has this been a problem for you in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, not really, Don. Yeah. So the Port District, as many ports are throughout the country, we are not funded by tax revenues. Mm-hmm. So really, we've kind of been immune to a lot of the budget discussions going on in Illinois. Our operations, even though we're a public entity, we're based off of operations that the money that we generate. So we operate very much as a private sector company.
You're self-sustaining, in other words. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's always good to hear. One of the things that came up a little earlier that I think that Mary had mentioned it was the idea of getting the word out, and that involves obviously marketing. Who wants to take that? I mean, where are we? How do you do it? And how do you get the word out? All right, Mary.
Well, we mentioned the two previous studies regarding freight, and the purpose of those studies was to determine how the St. Louis region could better take advantage of the anticipated 60% growth in the freight industry over the next 20 years. Those reports had indicated that when they talked to some of the site selectors who are responsible for selecting the next location for a regional distribution center or warehouse, and they asked them, when you think of go-to cities and regions for these types of locations, where do you think of? And they mentioned a lot of our peer cities like Kansas City, Memphis, Nashville, Louisville, and Indianapolis, and they didn't necessarily mention the St. Louis region, and we'd asked why. And they seemed to be very educated in a lot of the key strengths that our peer cities had, but not necessarily for the St. Louis area. And what we had discovered was our peer cities have very aggressive marketing campaigns where they're out actively promoting their strengths as it relates to the freight industry. And because of that, they've done a very good job with building those relationships with those key decision makers who are responsible for manufacturing and distribution centers. So one of our key initiatives is putting that marketing plan together to do a better job of marketing what our strengths are. And we've obviously recognized that our key strengths are very competitive compared to those peer cities. And in fact, we are one of the best locations for the barge industry because of our strategic location on the Mississippi River.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that the peer cities are pretty much all in the center part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have thought, I guess, again, being the layperson here, looking out that you know, Long Beach, California, or Baltimore, places like that would be the go-to places for moving stuff around. Why aren't they?
Well, certainly there are when you're bringing products into the country, but when you look at true competition for St. Louis, L.A. Long Beach is not the competition. It is those other cities we've talked about, Memphis and Louisville and Nashville. And the thing about it, Don, is that St. Louis has more than all those other cities have. We just have not done a very good job here over the last how many ever years in marketing what we have.
More of what?
More of better transportation modes, mm-hmm. Better location on the river system, all the Class 1 rail carriers coming right here to the St. Louis region. And you go to any of those other cities, they can't make that same claim that we can here. So we've got the assets. We've got all the abilities to do everything and bring a lot of warehouse distribution and transportation to the region.
All that infrastructure is in place.
It's there.
And it has been for a long time.
Yes, it has.
It has been for a long time.
We just need to do a better job of marketing it.
Mark, the other part of the equation is cost. And is it less expensive to move stuff around through this area than it would be someplace else?
Yeah, our study found that in comparison to our peer cities, we had the lowest cost option for truckers and for truck movement. And again, coming back to promoting our region's assets, when you start talking low cost and you're a shipper, that gets people's attention right away. And so we have to be able to promote that and put our city in a favorable light when it comes to some of those costs and make sure that those are being passed on to the site selectors and that we get the recognition that our area deserves.
One other point too
that your listeners might not be aware of, there was also a study done on the premium associated with rush hour traffic. And this was an interesting statistic because we complain about rush hour traffic, but compared to our peer cities, there's only a 12% premium. In other words, at rush hour, it's only going to take you, on average, 12% longer to get where you need to be. Where Kansas City was the best, they were only at 10%. I mean, that's how close we were to being incredibly efficient in moving freight through here at peak times, where other peer cities – their shipments can get tied up at certain times of the day, and that increases their costs. That increases delivery times, and it increases fuel costs.
Now, there's an area someone who is not familiar with this world of yours would never think about, rush hour traffic being, you know, a key ingredient in all of this in terms of costs and savings.
For a warehouse distribution manufacturing company, 50 to 60% of their costs are associated with transportation. So when you start thinking about St. Louis and the positioning and the marketing of what we can do and how we can bring manufacturers or distributors or logistics companies to the St. Louis area, it's a great place to be.
Boy, what a sales point that is. We have some callers. Let's get them into the conversation as time will allow. We will start with Gene calling from Spanish Lake. Gene, thanks for being with us. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I am sitting here watching, looking at the Burlington Northern Santa Fe's line here, and there's a park train down here. I just wanted to echo Mary's point. There is a tremendous amount of freight that moves through the St. Louis area, and up here in North County, BNSF's line here is constantly busy. I've seen it on days where there could be at least three or four trains backed up to get through here. So I'm just echoing her comments that it's freight is what moves the country, and up here it's alive and well.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I don't think that comes as a news flash to you guys, is it, Fred?
It's not. And more importantly, we want to keep those six Class 1 railroads busy in this area and operating at capacity. And to do that, we want to make sure that we've got the right infrastructure in place. And one of the projects that we want to focus on as far as helping support funding for is through a public-private partnership for replacing the Merchants Bridge. And the Merchants Bridge is a rail bridge that carries our six Class 1 railroads and passenger rail. And we're currently working with our elected leaders and the two DOTs and East-West Gateway for funding strategies for replacing that structure so we can continue to maintain those competitive transportation costs because of those Class 1 railroads that are operating in our area.
Bridges are a big deal in today's world, aren't they? And particularly those that are in not such great shape, as many of them are not. Let's take another call. Spence joins us from St. Louis. Spence, thanks for being with us. Go ahead.
Thank you. I follow freight quite a bit because I ship commodities worldwide. And an astonishing thing to me is the fact that the Midwest states still hold an 80,000 GVW for trucks. Many of the Western states, you can ship 105.5. And that's their benefit. It significantly reduces truck traffic off the roads, et cetera. Why doesn't the Midwest increase the max GVW, especially when you consider that all drivers now are CDL?
Okay, hold on just a second, Spence. You're talking a language that most of the people listening don't understand. So instead of giving us acronyms or initials, tell us what you're really saying.
Okay, 80,000 gross vehicle weight is the maximum weight you can ship on a truck in Missouri, Illinois, other states, in like Washington, you can ship 105,000 gross vehicle weight, significantly more weight. You either cube a truck or a container out, or you weigh it out before you cube it out. And unit cost, whether it's by widget or by per ton or whatever, is significantly increased in the Midwest because of the light maximum shipping weights.
Okay. Did you guys understand exactly what he was saying, Mary? Go ahead, because I did not.
Well,
I must confess.
I was going to make the comment that we've talked about our peer cities, and a lot of times our conversations have focused on how they are our competition. But at the same time, we also want to work closely with them. And with the comment that he had just mentioned, those are the types of initiatives that we want to partner with our bordering states and all the states in the Midwest and identify what we need to do at a legislative perspective so that we can continue to be competitive and move product through the Midwest. So good point, and those are the types of initiatives that we plan on taking on. We can't do that alone by working within our eight counties within this region. We need to team with those Midwest states.
But some of those states are your competitors. The peer cities are in those states.
They are. They are, and it's a balancing act. But when we're trying to identify where those next transportation corridors are going to be through the Midwest and how we connect to the Port of New Orleans, the Port of Houston, the Panama Canal, we need to team with those bordering states and with the states throughout the Midwest.
I'm going to take one more call here as our time begins to get away. Tom in South City, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Don. So it sounds like we're especially strong in resources for rail and barge, and those are very efficient ways of moving freight with regard to energy consumption, much better than trucking and by air. And right now the world leaders are over in Paris talking about
climate change
and efficiency is a big part of that. So I wonder if there's a way to leverage that conversation and that concern to our advantage here in St. Louis.
Who'd like to take that?
Well, one of the results of the study was that, as your caller brought up, we are efficient and we hold a very strong position in bulk and commodity movement. Our opportunity for growth, quite frankly, is in consumer products, high-value products that would come through here and through the Panama Canal. How we can do that more efficiently is the whole focus about what Mary was talking about. How can we establish relationships with the ports that would provide those products and the shipping containers and any of the material that would come through here? And then we can focus on getting them more efficient. But it's all relationships, and that's where the growth in this industry is going to occur. She shared with you the amount of growth that's going to occur.
60%.
So that's what we're trying to do is get out ahead of it, get positioned so that we can focus on moving products, high-value products through here, leverage our strengths, and be positioned for the growth and grow the economy.
Going to have to leave it at that, I'm afraid. This has been a fascinating discussion, finding out what's going on in our own backyard and how important it is and potentially how significant it could be for the economy of this area. I want to thank you all so much for being with us. Dennis Wilmsmeyer of America Central Port, nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Mark Harms, thank you. Southwestern Illinois Transportation Enhancement Committee and Mary Lamy of the Regional Freight District. Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck. We'll look forward to hearing more from you as time goes on. Coming up next, getting our kicks on Route 66. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.